Here at King's, food is more about than simply fueling bodies and nourishment. It's considered a learning opportunity, an opportunity for our students to try new things and extend their palates. For this reason, students will be provided with the opportunity to try things they might not normally try at home and might not normally be on high rotation. Food is a conduit, as we all know, to understanding, empathy, and celebration. For this reason, sharing a meal together is at the centre of the King's Christian community. Unlike other schools, every student and member of staff have the opportunity to step away from the classroom, other commitments, and to share a meal together, to unwind and connect with one another. It is an integral part of life at the King's School, regardless of whether you are a boarder or a day student. Our recent McCrindle survey results acknowledge that our community has mixed reviews about the lunch service at school. Late last year, we released a King's Cast about the culture of food at King's. But in this King's Cast, we take a look back at some of the interviews we did back then with Chartwells and King's staff, and hear what students have to say in Term 4 2023 about the lunch meals in this, our wonderful dining hall. As you will learn, not only is the food we serve designed to fuel the students and open their palates, but it's a very special way that we can connect as a community.
The dining experience at the King's School is one of the highlights of the day. We focus on community here at King's, and so to have an opportunity for the boys to gather together and the staff to sit down, to eat, to share stories, just to slow things down, it's a real special part of our school. As you know, boys love food, so we want to provide food, firstly, that the boys really, really enjoy. We want it to be nutritious, because they each had a house and home, and they've got growing bodies, and they need fuel to keep that body going, but good fuel. And also, we want it to be an educational experience. We want them to experience different sorts of food, and not just the same old things that they may want to eat day after day.
We invite everyone who lives on property, they can come and have dinner here with the boarders. It's really lovely to see them interacting and getting on and learning from each other about proper table manners and seeing young families come in and enjoy the meal here together with all the boarders. It's really special. And the boys are allowed as much as they want. They can go back and have seconds, thirds and fourths. There's a little catch there. They've got to make sure, so say for it's chicken schnitzel, they've got to make sure they eat all the veggies and all the potatoes as well, not just schnitzel, schnitzel, schnitzel.
Everyone loves food, and it's no different here at Tudor House, where the boys and girls get fed their morning tea and their lunch by Chartwells. What we focus on with food at Tudor House is really around the nutrition piece, a food that's going to be good for their minds and their bodies, so the boys and girls can really focus on their learning in the classroom and outside. The other thing around food at Tudor House is really around the relationships, sitting down around the tables, enjoying that nutritious, healthy food, but also enjoying the company of each other. Polite conversation. It's about teaching the younger boys and girls about manners and how to use cutlery and all of those things. And for also there to be a great sense of service in the dining hall, where there's a head of table who helps to look after the table, there's a waiter who helps to clear, and they can really see the sense of just teamwork that comes into having and sharing a meal together.
We've got about roughly 264 students that we prepare meals for each day. We also include dietary requirements for our students as well, and we provide for about 35-40 staff. We do have a fruit and veggie herb garden on the property as well, so where possible I'll pop down there to pick up some mint or any of the herbs that we've actually got growing, and we try and incorporate those in the meals as well.
In a single day we'll serve somewhere between 2,800 and 3,000 meals a day. For the period of the week it's somewhere around 15,500 meals. The relationship between Chartwells and King's is a very important one to us. We see it as more of a partnership. We're not here as a contract caterer, we're here as part of the school. We're here to work with the teams and work with the boys to make sure that they're happy and enjoying their time while they're being educated. We like to focus really around the educational piece of food and expanding the palate that the boys have to be able to have their meals and their delivery of service here.
We get a menu planner sent to us from Chartwell's head office, and then it's my job to tweak that menu a little bit so that it suits the needs of the students here at the school. For example, we have a lot of dietary requirements here at the school. We have a lot of boys that, you know, will only eat chicken. You know, they don't for religious reasons. So what we try and do is we say, well, okay, we'll have a beef dish on, we'll have a chicken dish, and then we'll have a vegetarian dish, just to cover everybody's needs on the day. So that's how I look at the menu. So I try and break the menu into one main dish, I suppose. And then from that one dish, there's the derivatives that will give me two or three different dishes to feed the boys on any one given day.
We make sure that from a boarding side of things, there is a real focus around home-cooked meals and those home sort of flavours that we can get into them with roasts and meat pies and ribs that they really enjoy when they're at home that may not have the opportunity while they're here at school. Whereas at lunch, it's really about taking them around the world and experiencing different dishes from different countries all around the place.
It's good community building. Get to chat, have lunch together. It's great. I don't have to pack lunch. It's handy to have lunch here.
I would say my favourite meal here is Mexican with nachos and beans, yeah.
I like it when they serve sausages and I like the sauce that they put with it. It's really yum, and the gravy.
There's a lot of variety. Like, I can actually choose like different types of foods here. There's a salad option which is good for you and it's really nutritious.
Things I've tried that I haven't had before probably be some like the curries and those kind of dishes.
My favourite dishes are definitely the burgers, pies, the quiches, they're all really good.
Oh dude, there's a lot of food that I've tried here which I haven't. Mainly like most of the European foods, because I come from an Asian background and I don't really get to try those, so it's a nice experience in that.
Being able to eat with my mates and have a talk with them and stuff, yeah.
Some of the like the Asian foods, like some of the like the different chicken dishes I probably wouldn't have tried before if I wasn't at school, but yeah, it's all pretty good.
As you can see, mealtime at the King's School plays an important part in educating our boys, as well as bringing everybody together. We warmly invite parents to come and join us anytime for lunch here in the dining hall, senior school or tutor house. Come, enjoy the food. Experience every plate that is on offer and the incredible atmosphere. Well, we hope this King's Cast has provided you with an insight into food service here at the school. Until next time, I'm Mike Simons.